Yeah, I think you heard that.
I heard that. I'm not sure what that was, but it sounded like that game I just watched.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so 106-74, the final. They were a step, two, three, four steps faster, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know that they were, to be honest with you. I thought, this is going to sound crazy, but I think that's probably the worst I've seen a DCTC team play in the first half. I thought they were really lethargic. And I thought if we would have done anything that we had in the game plan and executed anything at all, I think we would have probably been up by 10 or 15. We just played so bad and so soft and didn't execute anything. But I think that DCTC team is really good, but they didn't start off that way. We just let them get going, and then they started feeling good about themselves. So it was more of what we didn't do than what they did, especially early.
And then they got it going, hey, in the late part of the first half, second half, and your guys were just playing catch-up.
Well, it's easy to make shots when you're taking open ones. And
they were, yeah.
And there was open shot after open shot, and we'd allowed way too many straight-line drives, and the ball got to the paint, and I don't know exactly how many offensive rebounds they had, but they had 10 or 11 in the first half, and they scored on about 50% of them. So the difference in that game, you know, it was a 23-point game, and 12 or 13 of those points were just off of offensive rebounds. And that's not because you're better. It's just because you're working a little bit harder. And we just have to, we've got a little bit of a different personnel. So we've got to kind of figure out what our identity is, figure out what we do well. And it looks different than what it did a couple of weeks ago. And now we just have to, I don't want to say go back to the drawing board, but kind of tweak some things and figure out what gives us a chance to be successful. And we just got to come to compete. We've got to compete harder than we did today, because this was an embarrassing effort for sure.
Give your shout-outs.
Thanks to anybody that listened. If you made it to the end, I appreciate it very, very much. But, we're going to get back in the gym tomorrow. We're going to play two this weekend, and I guarantee you we're going to work harder and get after it more than we did today, because this is not Bay North basketball, and none of us in this locker room are going to stand for it. We'll be better because of it, and we'll do our best to make that happen on Friday.